This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was reading the piece on ESPN.com dropped today by Bill Barnwell, who's really, really smart. And he was writing about the Commanders and how he thinks they are actually the team that makes the most sense for Myles Garrett. This is something we're going to talk a lot about a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to bring this up because this is what is happening now almost every day in the national media. Somebody else who's either super plugged in and or in Barnwell's case, super well studied and learned, puts together this piece where they claim Washington based on its situation, however they're deeming that. That could be money, that could be, you know, the cap space and pick allocations, that could be championship level, you know, quarterback on a rookie deal. Based on their current standing, they make a lot of sense for this guy. Washington should make a push for this player. And it dawned on me that there is this perception around the country, Danny, that the Commanders are going to go into aggressive mode. That they're, I don't know if I want to call it all in, but they're going to do something like what the Texans did, let's say, last offseason, where Houston was coming off of a stunning year nobody thought they would have because they drafted a quarterback number two. For them, it was C.J. Stroud, to Washington's Jaden Daniels. Stroud had the historical year that nobody'd had and nobody could believe. Daniels since surpassed that. And then the Texans, tell me if this sounds familiar, got into the playoffs and won a playoff game and everybody was shocked. And then they went into the offseason with all this money and they went ham. They were like, you know, taking a kid to a toy store and saying, you got 50 bucks, buddy, go fill up your cart, right? I mean, Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs, and they just went out and did whatever they wanted in terms of stars on the open market. I get the sense, I don't know if you agree with this, that is something along the lines of what people are expecting the Commanders to do now around the country, and I'm really skeptical that they actually do that.
Yeah, league-wide, that's the perception, right? If you cover it nationally, they don't have the baggage that we do. Right here in town, you and I kind of buck against this in general. Doesn't mean you just spend stupid money just to hear yourself do it. But when Washington fans hear major free agent acquisition, everybody recoils because of what Snyder did like in the year 2000. Like, it's decades old. Free agency is a wonderful tool. It helps you. Some of the best players here in recent memory were free agent acquisitions. London Fletcher comes to mind. I mean, there are dozens of examples. Of course, there are some that don't work out. William Jackson, you know, you can name your guy. But the perception is, hey, they're here and they shouldn't have been. Now's the time not to play it safe. Now's the time to push those chips in the middle, right? Because as Barnwell writes, you've got 3 years with Daniels. It's super cheap. The fifth year's cheaper, but you don't even have to think about, you know, getting that fifth year option, et cetera. And you kind of outkicked your coverage here already. This should now be the time to upgrade. No more, let's just see if we can find another Dorrance Armstrong. No more bargain basement. We'll pay Dante Fowler punter money for something he's never done in his career. This is now time to find a couple of marquee stars that can do some heavy lifting.
But see, I think fans are reluctant based on the William Jackson misses and some of those things you just referenced.
Yeah, I think they are.
I don't think that's relevant, really, to what the team's going to do. Like, I'm not suggesting, I guess let me be clear. I'm not saying I think national pundits are saying Washington should be aggressive and the fans don't want them to. That may be the case. I really haven't gotten a good feel for what the fan base wants.
I think it's split, honestly.
And that's something that we could ask and maybe take some calls on here at 800-636-1067. Do you want them to ramp up the aggressiveness? Do you want them to get into the market and to be legitimate players on some major sweepstakes this offseason? But I'm actually talking about this from the perspective of, you know, what the front office is thinking, what Adam Peters and Lance Newmark, who luckily stayed, didn't end up getting the GM job in New York with the Jets, like what those guys are thinking. Because I'm skeptical that they want to go big. It's one thing to read all these pieces, and they all make sense. Take Myles Garrett as the primary example. Mm-hmm. Myles Garrett would probably like an extension, but if he doesn't get one, needs somewhere that has cap space, means you have a major need for a pass rusher, means that you're willing to bring in a superstar that's going to change, you know, your defensive philosophy and feel to some extent, right? And so when Barnwell went through basically the exercise that we used to do on like an SAT test of ruling out all of the teams one by one, he ended up with three teams as a sweet spot that made the most sense for Myles Garrett. One of them was Washington. So I'll take you through his exercise really quick. Mm-hmm. He said teams that won't be trading for Garrett. The three teams in the AFC North said the Browns aren't going to do that. Teams with no need for edge rushers, that was the Broncos, Texans, and Rams. Then he says teams that currently are not competitive. That makes sense, right? Because if you're trading for Myles Garrett, paying him that money, and maybe extending him, you better feel like you're getting close to winning a title. So Panthers, Raiders, Patriots, Saints, Titans, gone. Then he says another group of teams that won't be trading for him, and he lists their reasons why. So eventually he gets into a couple categories of unlikely but plausible, and then the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is three teams, and including the Bears, the Colts, and the Commanders. So I love the exercise, but if I'm Peters, I just made the NFC title game by not doing this, by watching my quarterback elevate everybody, by watching my staff elevate my guys. That scares me into thinking that might be what Adam Peters wants to do again this offseason.
100%. And I think Jay Gruden said this to us the other day when he was on Monday, something to that effect, where, you know, I don't have a great analogy. And this sounds like I'm discrediting Adam Peters, and I'm not, okay? So I want to be very clear about that. But imagine you sit down at the blackjack table and, you know, the dealer's got a six showing and you've got a soft 17 and you go, hit me. And you get a four and it works, right? And you go, that's how I'm going to play from now on. Well, actually, that wasn't the most sound strategy, right, for a big picture long-term thing. And I know this isn't the greatest analogy, but bear with me. In so much as the best way to compete for an NFC title or the best way to go to a Super Bowl is not to say, I'm going to wait till someone gets cut to be my number two receiver. I'm going to go get Zach Ertz, who was almost out of football, to be my second leading receiver on a team. I don't know why I'm picking on a receiver. I'm not doing Zacchaeus and Crowder as featured players for me. I'm going to upgrade there, right? Your best practice isn't necessarily to go full Haynesworth or go full Mark Carrier, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, but it's a happy medium. Like, don't just shop in the bin the national shop in, right? Shop in the A. Shop in the A section, the high ticket item section. Not for every player, you can't do that. But have a couple more stars, and Garrett is one. But my fear is the amount of confidence based on what you just said, or sort of parroting what you just said, to go, we just did it this way, with 100 million cap space left over, and you know I got a quarterback that's so good, I don't have to go crazy. I'll do a bunch of good culture guys, and obviously you want to have some people that fit in, but at the same time, get some high end, right?
If I add another draft class.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like if I add another, I'll say, you know, successful, but successful class of mediocre players to you know, average-ish players in free agency? I think it's time to go big. I don't need them to sign T. Higgins, right? I don't know that that makes the most sense. But to sign a real quality wide receiver that didn't catch 10 balls last year, that's what Olamide Zaccheaus did before they went and got him. To go get a viable number two type wide receiver opposite Terry McLaurin is not that big of an ask, rather than waiting until Noah Brown is released by the Texans in training camp. And I think those are two very different things. There's a Grand Canyon size gap between them, to your point. But I hope that they are now willing to take what happened this season and not feel empowered to not spend or to not be aggressive, but rather say, we've got the gift right now of being close with a quarterback that's making no money. Let's turn up the heat. Let's take all of the faders and push them up. And let's be on the attack. Let's put the pressure on everybody else. Let's go in for the next 2-3 years to try to win a title. because that flag will fly forever. We don't have to explain anything away if we can win one championship. Now, I'm not saying you mortgage your future, but if Daniels is who we think he is, then there's no such real thing as mortgaging your future anyway. He will always kind of keep you afloat. He will always give you an opportunity to be around. But you mentioned what Jay said. Listen to Gruden, because I think he's actually skeptical like we are that they're going to be aggressive, even though you keep seeing the Commanders are a team to look out for T. Higgins. The Commanders make the most sense for Myles Garrett. Do they? I mean, are we sure they want to swim in those waters? This was Jay Gruden on the show on Monday with us here on Grant and Danny.
Yeah, it's my biggest concern is they had a lot of success with these patchwork players, and they got a lot of them, and they got a lot of use out of them. They had a lot of success. I hope they don't think that that's the way it's going to be again. Are you going to re-sign the same? They're going to ask for more money. You got a lot of guys out there that have to be re-signed. So hopefully they get it done and they feel good about the guys they have in house. But clearly they need to upgrade some certain spots and get more depth on the defense and offensive line, obviously. And they got to figure out the corner spot with Lattimore and Sanistrill. Are they going to move him back to inside or not? What's Bobby Wagner going to do? We got another inside linebacker. Greenlaw is available. There's some good players available at inside linebacker. And I know Bobby's a great leader, but they just got to figure out, one, the culture of the team, how everybody fits into the masterpiece of the puzzle, and then they just got to make sure they get bigger and stronger.
You can hear Jay Gruden every Monday at 5 o'clock here on Grant and Danny. But here are my questions out of that. Why didn't they win the Super Bowl this year? Why didn't they win the NFC Championship game this year? Why did they get beaten by the Eagles when they did? I mean, to some extent, they were under-talented. Right? And I know the Eagles were the most talented team in the league, mm-hmm. but they didn't have enough good players. Like, they overachieved in so many ways. They need more weapons, not just on offense. You can have weapons on defense. They need more studs to compete with the stars of this league, the teams that are the current monsters that get fat every year, the Eagles and the Chiefs. They need more. And if they don't get aggressive and spend, I think it's going to be really hard. Like, you can get lucky and have a generational player and a staff all do great things, and you can make a run. But to really get to the top of the mountain, I think it's going to take pushing their chips in a little bit, and I hope that they're willing to do that this offseason.
I'm with you. And again, it's the two sides of the argument are, do you want to be aggressive or do you want to be kind of slow and steady? And Peters, I think, comes from the school in general of slow and steady wins the race, but it's not as if San Francisco, when he was there, didn't make some major acquisitions. And they swung and traded for Trent Williams. They swung and traded for Christian McCaffrey, and they've added pieces up and down. So I understand. I guarantee you he knows they need some more high-end talent. My fear is, or fear's not the right word, my question, concern, whatever you want to call it, is him and his group going, we'll find it via ways that don't overextend ourselves. We'll find the next star. We'll find our next Terry McLaurin in the third round. And sometimes it's Terry McLaurin. More often than not, it's Dyami Brown. Sometimes it's Terry McLaurin. More often than not, it's a guy that's not on the roster anymore. You know what I mean? Like, to me, there's got to be a, we weren't supposed to be here. We are. Let's break glass and change our eye line a little bit. Not for everybody. Again, you know, as you said, you don't get rid of every draft. You don't go full Rams on things. I think that's just as hard to do as building slow and steady. But there's got to be some kind of thing where you go, this player is too good, too much of a difference maker for us not to be in the bidding. And if you get outbid because someone offers three number ones, you say fare thee well. But there's got to be a little bit more aggressiveness than we saw this past year. And I got the approach this past year, by the way. Even while it was happening, some people were disappointed there wasn't more high end. And I'm going, this would be like a, I don't know, I'm thinking of a mediocre example here, like a 55-win baseball team trying to sign Juan Soto so that you could win 63 games. That didn't make a lot of sense. Well, now you're an 88-win team trying to sign Juan Soto so you can go win 100 games. That's kind of what this is to me, is this is a, you know, a wild card caliber team in both football and in baseball that's got a chance at a couple of marquee things. You should be in there. Even if it doesn't work, I'll appreciate the attempt.
Here's the question for you guys at 800-636-1067 as we can hit the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this next. Do you want them to be a big spender this offseason? And then secondly, do you think they will be? And it's not just about spending in free agency, I don't think, Danny. It's really just about, do you want them to be an aggressor? Because that could be the trade market too, yeah? I mean, do you want them pushing the envelope and being a front runner in player movement, or should they lay lower like they did this past offseason? We just watched them do it, and it worked beautifully. I just think it's hard to do. Like, we just saw them do it, and we're going, oh, let's do that again. And I'm going, yeah, that works like a quarter of the time. You know, you went to a restaurant with really bad reviews, and you got an amazing meal for really cheap. I don't know if I want to run it back at that same place again. I kind of hit my home run already. Do you lay lower? Do you go get some bargain additions that you think are fits and then cross your fingers that it works that way and you play the slow and steady game? 800-636-1067 is the number. Also, we should get more into this Myles Garrett piece on ESPN and why they think the Commanders are the team that should trade for him. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.